It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Joe Galewski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Contrary to what you might think, death is not a moment in time, such as when the heart stops beating, respiration ends, or the brain stops functioning. Death is a process that can be interrupted well after it's begun. Dr. Sam Parnia is one of the world's leading experts on the scientific study of death, the human mind-brain relationship, and near-death experiences. He directs the AWARE study, Awareness During Resuscitation, and his research is featured on some of the top medical media outlets. He divides his time between Europe, and he's an assistant professor of critical care medicine at State University of New York at Stony Brook. His book is called Erasing Death, a Science That is Rewriting the Boundaries Between Life and Death. It's published by Harper One, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers. Dr. Parnia, thanks for coming on today. Do you think in the next 10 or 15 minutes we'll be able to answer the question of what happens when we die? Will that be possible?
I think that will be possible, yes.
So what happens?
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. So what happens when we die?
Well, you see, before I explain that, I think it's important to realize that most people have a very fixed idea about what is life and death. And that most people think that death is a finite moment, and that once you've been defined as being dead by definition, you can't come back again. And that used to be true because until quite recently, we had no way of reversing death. However, what we've come to understand now, particularly in the last 10 years, is that actually it's only after a person dies and turns essentially into a corpse that the cells inside the body start to die. And the process by which brain cells die don't take just 4 or 5 minutes. They can take many hours. And therefore, death itself is reversible for many hours after it's occurred if we can manipulate the processes and slow down the rate by which brain cells die and restart the heart and bring a person back to life.
Well, let's get more on the topic now with Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike?
So, Dr. Parnia, and by the way, this is a wonderful book, and there are some great stories in here which we'll get to. And I've actually had a couple of people, about 10 people have emailed me on the email line, and anyone can do that, udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, and I'll ask the question, or 1-877-711-5211 for calling in direct. But one of the questions I had that you cover in the book is, what is death then? How do you define death, and how do doctors pronounce you dead?
Well, in general, we consider whether somebody dead when their heart stops beating, because what happens is as soon as your heart stops beating, a person stops breathing, and also the brain shuts down, and that's why people develop these fixed and dilated pupils. The eyes become fixed because the brain reflexes go. The person becomes motionless and lifeless, and we define them as being dead. And that's how we define people, even at hospitals today, and that's why we give people a precise time of death. It's that moment that is considered death. And that is still the case, except that whereas until quite recently this was really the end and nothing could be done, we now have developed systems and technology that will allow us to reverse that many hours after that moment has occurred.
So when you say many hours, give me a hint how long you could reverse that. In other words, what's the longest period of time you could conceive of today? And then how do you think, if you were going to guess, how do you think that will change over the next, say, 10 years?
Well, I'm an intensive care doctor, and I'm an expert on resuscitation. That's my specialty, and that's what I do for a living, you know. And what I can tell you is that there is no absolute fixed time, because we don't know exactly when brain cells, for instance, become irreversibly and irretrievably damaged after a person dies. Of course, it happens at some point. So what I can do is tell you about certain case reports of people who have been revived. And the longest that I've seen published in medical literature is 4, 5, perhaps 6 hours after a person had died. And the reason for that, and it may seem sort of completely strange to people listening, is that, as I mentioned, brain cells take many hours to reach the point where they're completely dead themselves. And various things can slow that down. The most notable being a body that has been preserved and kept relatively cold will take much longer for its brain cells to die and essentially decay, and therefore it can be brought back. So many of these people have been brought back where they've either died, for example, drowned in a cold lake, or they've died in a cold environment, and then they've been rescued or found, you know, many hours later, and then eventually revived. And the longest, as I said, the case that I've seen was a woman who died in Japan and was published about a year and a half ago, where they miraculously got her back, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours after she died, and then following which they performed 6 hours of resuscitation on her, and then she left the hospital 3 weeks later, walking out herself.
Now, we have a note of someone who sent a story about one of their friends who somehow died, left his body, had a conversation during this process with his cousin, who had died 3 years earlier, who said to him, go back, it's not your time. And he was resuscitated and remembers that as a very vivid story. And you have a lot of stories in the book. How common is that?
You see, one of the sort of inadvertent discovery or consequence of the fact that physicians like myself, scientists, have gone essentially beyond the threshold of death, beyond what had forever seemed possible, and are now bringing people back to life, is that we've had to study the processes that occur in the brain and other organs after death. So in a sense, we've stumbled upon the afterlife, whether we like it or not, that's what's happened. And what we found is that in these last few decades, many millions of people have been resuscitated and brought back to life after they'd entered the period beyond death. And they have very consistent experiences, which includes feeling very peaceful, feeling joyous, seeing a bright, warm, welcoming light, sometimes describing, as you just mentioned, seeing a deceased relative who guide them almost as if they're there to welcome them. They sometimes describe a sensation of seeing a being that is full of love and compassion that educates and guides them through, and also going to a very beautiful place. And then for various reasons, they come back, as you mentioned in this case. And also some of them describe, which is astonishing, watching doctors and nurses doing things to them and recalling specific conversations, specific details that they could not have known about from a time when essentially their brain no longer functions and they've gone through death. So what we've come to understand essentially is that we have many people who are providing us with an account of what it's like to go beyond death, what it is after death, what the so-called philosophical afterlife is. And these are, there are many, many millions of cases like this now from all over the world.
Now, you're describing a situation where the brain cells still have the ability and still apparently are functioning. Has this changed your view of, is there an afterlife? Has it changed your view of religion? And how do you deal with that in this study?
Well, I think the first thing I'd like to point out is that actually the brain does not function, and that's important for people to understand, is that when a person dies, there are many studies that have been done in humans and animals that show that within literally 5 seconds, the brain completely flatlines. And this continues even when doctors like myself are trying to bring them back to life again, because we can't get enough blood into the brain. So what's astonishing to us is that the human mind, consciousness, what the early Greeks used to call the psyche, or later translated into the word soul, in essence, that thing that makes us into who we are, doesn't become annihilated after a person has died, and essentially goes into some sort of hibernation state that
We will continue there, Dr. Parnia. It's
sure,
Dr. Parnia, P-A-R-N-I-A, Erasing Death. We'll be right back. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. More with Dr. Parnia coming up on the Real Age Tip before the end of the hour. This is You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.